Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's John Mellencamp bringing us back a little Hoosier music, a little Heartland rock and roll, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Donald Hunter is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, business consultant extraordinaire. Don, thanks again for being with us. Don works for companies across the country, helping them put their best foot forward organizationally, from a workplace standpoint, from the marketplace standpoint. Don, we're talking about making the most out of the people you have. Where more and more companies are losing their brain trust, their old heads are retiring, moving on, or maybe they're in the way. Don, I mean, some companies, we're having a hard time in our business. We sometimes have a hard time finding somebody who's, say, 50 to fill the jobs that we have, because the marketplace has changed so much. This is a challenge, and what you've been working on is helping the transition team, the team that's left, those who are left behind, so to speak, the ones who are left behind.
Make that change.
Yeah, to make the change, but make the change with the knowledge, without losing the institutional knowledge.
Absolutely, yes. And I work with one company who's made a huge investment in solving that problem, and what we're doing in essence is really trying to help, again, back to helping people communicate more effectively. And here's how that looks, Jim. If you and I are different, and we are on certain levels of potentially, mm-hmm. there's going to be communication friction. And if we don't understand what those differences are between us, that friction will continue to happen. But once we start to understand that, and where that friction's coming from, a lot of times the friction goes away,
mm-hmm.
and the communication becomes more effectively. And then the other aspect of it is, well, how do you get people to retain and absorb this new information in a rapid fashion? And that is really understanding what they're motivated by. All of us are motivated by two things. We have two drivers, and they can be different. There's different combinations of what these drivers are. And if you help, like you were saying at the end of the last segment, if you help people understand how to identify another person's motivator,
mm-hmm.
and then be able to position the training or any kind of communication in terms of those that person's motivator, boom, they get it. They get it like 100 mm-hmm. times faster. They retain
Before that can happen, both parties have to have a fundamental respect for the other person and for what they can contribute. If either party have a disdain or a disregard for what the other person is talking to them about, is telling them, is trying to help them with, then everything breaks down.
Absolutely. And that's why we have a model that we follow that actually helps to create more trust. Because you have more trust, and that's what we're really talking about. When we're talking about communication, understanding mm-hmm. how people are motivated, is to create greater trust. And when you have greater trust, you have greater safety. You have greater compliance.
Mm-hmm.
You have faster problem solving. You have more stability in the environment. and you have people connecting and collaborating at a higher level.
One of the things that I've been talking a lot about lately, in the last couple of years actually, is it seems to me that the workplace, if not the marketplace, is in a war between, and I've never said it this way before, but I'm going to say it this way this time. There's a tension, a war, a conflict. Let's call it a conflict. A conflict between content and context. And in this conflict, there's all this content which is demanding to be heard, demanding to be seen, demanding to be read, to be watched. But some people think that the content, there's so much of it, surely this is all we need, when the truth is content without context is just words. It's just sound. Context puts execution,
makes it relevant
to content. And to me, I think that's one of the things we've got right now in the marketplace, in the workplace for sure, is a conflict between content and context. What do you think?
Well, I hear what you're saying. Well, content is, well, it's just a resource, like you're mm-hmm. saying. There's just a plethora with the internet of content out there. You can mm-hmm. find out anything you want to find out, but you need direction, and that's what the context.
That's where I think the communication is breaking down, it seems to me.
Between context and content.
Between the people who think context is important and the people who think content is sovereign. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk about this some more. Donald, I need your website, please.
www.DonaldHunterFinancial.com.
DonaldHunterFinancial.com. Check that out, folks. Quick break, right back with more from Donald.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.